It's always delightful to see many people here in the Shrine, big crowd. So, and I'm sure you're not here for my birthday, that was yesterday. Thank you very much. And you're probably not here in honor of today's saint either, Saint Ambrose, very famous bishop and doctor of the in the 4th century. He was ordained on this day, December 7, in the year 374, so 1650th anniversary of his ordination. Not the anniversary of his death, anniversary of his ordination. And maybe you're not even here for First Saturday, although it is First Saturday today, and we do honor Our Lady today. I think we will have an offering of flowers at the end of the Mass to honor Our Lady. I hope you're not here for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, because it's not today, and it's not tomorrow either. That's not till Monday, falls on December 9 this year. No, today, the main reason for gathering in the Shrine today, in this Shrine in particular, is that it is the 49th anniversary of our founding, our 49th anniversary, our foundation day. Now, you might say, yeah, but actually, Anagon began on December 8, 1975, not on December 7. So yes, we're one day early. And that's simply to take advantage of the Saturday, and because we can't have the Mass on Sunday. But it's true, we haven't even finished our novena yet, and we're already celebrating our foundation day. Today's the 9th day of the novena. Well, I'd like to think a little bit about this occasion, this 49th anniversary, in light of the Advent liturgy today and today's saint. But let me point out, first of all, that the 49th anniversary means the conclusion of the 49th year, right? Which is also the beginning of the 50th year. So this is the unofficial beginning of our celebration of our golden anniversary. We celebrate that next year. But in some ways, the whole of 2025 is our golden anniversary year. It's a jubilee year for us, just as it's a jubilee year for the church, the year 2025. So that's something to keep in mind as we look forward. But for this morning, I'd like to pick out two ideas just to ponder for a moment. Waiting and giving. Waiting and giving. No surprise that we focus on waiting, because waiting is a key Advent attitude. It's a key Marian attitude, and so it's also a key Anuim attitude, waiting in faith. Why are we waiting? Because waiting is the way of the poor, the Anuim. The rich, they can do what they want, right? They can buy what they want and go where they want. They don't have to wait. But the poor wait, and the poor in spirit wait for the Lord. I took this idea from today's psalm, the psalm response. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. It's a beatitude to wait for the Lord. Blessed. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. Blessed are the poor in spirit. So that's the blessing that we're celebrating in Advent. And I want to highlight it today. Partly because a story came to my mind about Father Francis, our founder. Now, you might think that a foundation day or recalling the beginning of Anuim is not a time to ponder waiting, because it's a starting, it's a beginning. And perhaps for Sister Barbara and Sister Carol, well, it was a brand new thing. They moved physically from the convent where they were living and went to Corning. But for Father Francis, he had been waiting. He had been waiting a long time. He had been given something to give, the Anuim spirituality, but to whom? How? When? And he kept trying things. Tried many things. One of the things he tried was the founding of a congregation of contemplative sisters, the handmaids in the Most Holy Trinity. I told this story recently because I just discovered recently that this community still exists, the Handmaids of the Most Holy Trinity. Father Francis founded this community together with a religious sister, Sister Immaculate Heart. And as I say, a couple of months ago, I learned it still exists, although they're down to one sister, Sister Mary Emmanuel, and she's 87 years old. But in their constitution as a community, they list Father Francis as their founder. And when I talked to Sister Mary Emmanuel, I called her on the phone, she said she has a drawer full of drawings and charts and liturgical schemas and writings of Father Francis, and a whole bunch of stuff. She can't even understand it all. So, now, Father Francis couldn't be a member of that community because it's a community of religious sisters. So, he had to move on, he moved to Corning, and he waited. Until 1975, when the beginning of the Anuel community. So, blessed are all who wait for the Lord. We all have ideas, we all have things that we think God should do, we all have hopes and plans and dreams, and we have to wait. Have to wait. That's the normal attitude of a disciple. Jesus himself waited. In Advent, we think of him waiting in the womb to be born, right? But even after he was born, 30 years before he started his public ministry. 30 years. So there's a lot of waiting that's part of being a disciple. Mary is good at waiting. Again, in Advent, we think of her having received the promise that she would be the mother of the Messiah. And then 9 months before that Messiah is born. Waiting. So waiting is part of being a disciple. Waiting is part of being Anuel, even when we celebrate our Foundation Day. Now the other point to reflect on, I call giving. The first word I actually chose was acting. But then it sounded like something on a stage play, right? It doesn't sound like something real, acting, actors, they're not really acting, they're not really doing their own role. And that's not what I mean at all. I mean putting into action the Word of God, putting into practice what we hear. Doing, perhaps, is another word for it. Responding. And I took this word giving from today's Gospel. The last line of the Gospel is Jesus' words to the 12, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. He sends out the 12. He sends them out and do this. Go out there, drive out the demons, cure the lepers, raise the sick, proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. Do it now. Don't wait around anymore. Now, you can imagine them saying, no, let's wait. Let's do some more waiting because we're not ready. We're not ready. But the Lord said, no, go now. Give now. Give what you have received now. So, waiting is not simply passivity. It's not doing nothing. Waiting involves being ready to give. Waiting is an active receptivity. So that when the Lord says go, we go. I notice there's a problem with giving in our culture. I notice it especially with young people. They seem to be afraid to go. Afraid to commit, afraid to do. They seem like they're waiting all the time. I was talking to some parents whose children, some are married and some are not married, but they wait a long time before they get married. And then after they get married, they wait a long time before they have any children. I said, that's not the time to wait anymore. When it's time to get married, get married. When you're married, start having children. Don't wait until you're 40 years old. And this is a trend, you know. So many people are waiting when they should be giving. Okay, I think of the story of St. Ambrose, today's saint. St. Ambrose is in his mid-30s. He's some kind of government official, like a governor or magistrate of some kind. There's a gathering for the election of a new bishop, and Ambrose is there to try to keep the peace. And somebody says, well, what about Ambrose? What about Ambrose for bishop? And they all agreed. Everybody agreed, yeah, he's definitely the man. Ambrose wasn't even baptized yet. So how can he be a bishop? And you can imagine him saying, no, wait, 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 it's time for waiting. But the Holy Spirit, moving in the church, said, no, it's not time to wait anymore. Time to make this man a Christian, baptize him, ordain him, consecrate him as a bishop, and put him to work. Tell him, now's the time for you not to take care of your government responsibilities, but to proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. So there's an example of giving, of doing, of acting, of putting into practice what is heard. Now, how can we have both? How can we have both waiting and giving? How do we know the difference between it's time to wait and it's time to give? One secret that we learned from Father Francis is a motto that he taught us: be present before the presence in the now for a life of truth and love. Be present before the presence in the now. What this little motto is telling us is that in the now moment, what's important is to be present to God. Right now, be present to God. And then do what God has decided. If God wants you to wait now, wait now. If God wants you to go now, go now. Both of them are putting into practice the word of God, but they have two different dimensions. And we won't know unless we are present to him. Unless we're waiting on him, we're listening to him, we're ready to go. So that's where I'd like to leave you as we celebrate our Foundation Day, because now we're not only celebrating what God has already done, we're not only giving what God has already given to us, but we're also waiting as we celebrate our golden anniversary, waiting for the next thing that God asks us to do so that we can give the next thing God has given to us. So it's a two-sided process of waiting and giving. We rejoice to do both. Of course, Mary, our mother, our Queen Mother, she is the one who teaches us how to do this. A master at listening, a master at pondering, a master at waiting, and also a master of getting up and going. When it's time to go visit Elizabeth, when it's time to go to Egypt, when it's time to submit to the will of God, she does it. No hesitation. So let us ask Our Lady, an even greater intercessor than St. Ambrose, we ask Our Lady of the liturgical life, to pray for us, to teach us how to wait for the Lord. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord, and to give ourselves in service of the Lord. Amen.